everyone. Welcome to this week's Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, your host and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. You can find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. Today, I want to talk about angels. We all have different definitions of these heavenly messengers, and that's wonderful. I've definitely experienced angel informants of all kinds, from illuminated words of inspiration just when I needed them, to the feeling physically of a fatherly pat on the head when I was in distress that just brought comfort. There are so many ways that we can feel and know the higher truth of love and life. It comes to us as angels right where we are and guides us to answers, whether they're steps to take or information to have, or maybe, like I said, just a feeling of well-being or peace. Those are our angels. I want to discuss today, though, mostly how to discern and distinguish the angel voices in our thoughts, the constructive God guidance, how to distinguish that from the devil voices, the ones that are misleading and not at all helpful. Listening to our angels is heaven. Heeding the devils is hell. So which one would you choose? I think we may be able to recognize those angel voices and wake up to them a lot more easily than the sneaky devils. The good words, inspired thoughts come from God, and so they have a way of getting through and making their point. The challenge with the angel voices can be that those thoughts that encourage and enlighten and inspire are not always remembered and obeyed beyond the moment we hear them. The temptation, a little devil word right there, is to second guess the angel's legitimacy and to back off the high and lovely and just right message we've heard. So let's start by protecting those angels with our trust and our ongoing gratitude. Don't deny the angel because some minutes have passed and that doubting mind wants to have a say. Honor the inspired moments. You're honoring God by doing that. They're His thoughts for you. And honoring Him, honoring God, aligns you with heaven. So it makes a lot of sense. And of course, be open to new angels that want to come in. Receive the new angelic messages or feelings that you receive. You can get as many angels as are ready to come to you with new enlightenment and love for each new moment. So as for the devils, let's be really alert about them. I find that the devilish voices, well, will speak of fear and doubt, of limit, self-condemnation, blame, shame, victimization. The devils belittle. They definitely take the fun out of everything. And it seems like those devil voices are so negative, we just recognize them for what they are, for their evil, and just reject them outright. But you know, it's not like that. Those voices, those suggestions are really sneaky, and they're sneaky because they can try to appear rational. The mortal mind is one that can feel familiar to us. We're used to accepting certain limitations about ourselves. It's a running dialogue. We become accustomed to believing the lies and limits. We feel we really know who we are and why we're not worthy, why we're not good enough, why we have these weaknesses or that we don't deserve things or that we're fearful and vulnerable. We believe because these lies are familiar to us that they're legitimate. Or in other cases, we believe these lies are simply wisdom. We think they're safety mechanisms, but they really end up keeping us smaller than we are, more confined than we deserve. They keep us holding on to fears that we really need to and are ready to release. The devils are neither wise nor are they legitimate, simply because we've had a running relationship with them and a human history that tries to back up their claims. So here's an example. You may be getting ready to start a new career. You're eager and excited. Your angels are saying, you are ready. Let's go for it. Your devils are saying, what were you thinking? You don't have this skill or that skill. Other people know so much more than you. You are going to look stupid. Who are you to think that this new endeavor is going to work out? Nothing ever really does. You don't even have the right wardrobe. Well, you know, and actually, you're not sure the money is going to be enough anyway. So you may want to just go back to the other thing you did that you didn't really like and actually kind of hated. Well, the money was better. And so what if you're miserable? Probably deserve it anyway because of some dumb or mean things you've done in your life. Or so maybe this is just penance. Or maybe you need to show that you can persevere and just get that retirement. That's the devil, and he's really verbose. What a blowhard. On the other hand, are angels assure and guide clearly and succinctly, not confusing, not convoluted, just very clear. So how do we know, though, whether these thoughts that are coming are guiding us maybe to safety in the right place, Or they're ones that are really keeping us from our higher purpose, God's purpose? How do we know whether these are angels or devils? Well, you know, first of all, I think the first thing to do is just take a pause before you accept the voice, the word, as valid because of all the human personal argument that comes in. The mortal thought, the limiting thought, the limited personal ego thought, makes sense to itself. It sounds rational. But instead of buying the bull, just pause and ask yourself, how does God speak? What do angels feel like? So if the thoughts feel comforting or peaceful, if they bring a sense of contentment, rightness, a settled feeling, joy, or energy and maybe a resonance within, then likely you got some angels. Angels might alert you to something that could harm you, but they do it with love, not judgment. They lead you out of darkness through a shining, healing light, not punishment. And angels are spiritual. They're about infinity. They're certainly not about settling for less or being resigned to something that isn't just right in this moment for us. So the devils are the ones that make us feel guilty, depressed, self-doubting, apathetic, that's a big one, or weary or victimized, blaming or shameful. They're the voices that would keep us in the same place. And by that, I don't mean necessarily the same place or situation. I mean the same state of thought instead of one where we grow, where we live, where we learn, where we progress. You do know devils when you hear them. They come like they're guardians, but they're truly jailers and unkind ones at that. Our angels are here to set us free lovingly. Listen to them. Listen to the voices that celebrate you and not the ones that put you down or excuse you from really living. Those angel voices are always with you because God is always with you. The devilish voices just need to be recognized as liars. And then we can refuse to be distracted by them. And they will stop coming and knocking on our door if we stop giving them so much attention. We can do like Jesus did. And we can say to the voices, get thee behind me, Satan. Because we're not followers of Satan. We're the sons and daughters of God, just like Jesus. We're the sons and daughters of good, of life, of love. And so it's our nature to respond to angels, the ones that lead us home to God and to a really true view of ourselves and of our lives. Well, I love this topic and I could talk about it on and on, but I will not right now. But if you do want to chat more, let me know. I'm at lauramolitor@gmail.com. I would really love to help you slay the devils and celebrate the angels. It's really a lot of fun. We'll see you next week for another Divine Purpose Insights podcast.